Landscape and Garden Hour. John J. Harper of Harper's Nursery, current president of the Arizona Nursery Association, third generation gardener. And we're also joined by Dan Lee, inventor and manufacturer of biofeed products. And we also are in Victor's yard, where he's got a pool that had old water, they say, that needed to be pumped out. And he pumped some onto his landscape, and he's thinking it may have hurt it a little bit.
Well,
gentlemen.
Victor, do you have a salt pool?
No.
Not a salt, so a conventional chlorine pool.
Yeah.
You know, the myoporum's pretty shallow-rooted. You know, the foliage is right on the ground. You know, the burning might have occurred from the water just getting on the foliage. The fact, you know, it probably isn't going to hurt the oleanders and the mesquite trees and the major shrubs. If you did this all the time, over and over and over again, we see people that backwash in the same area time and time and time again. It can build up and cause some problems, but it may just be superficial damage on the myoporum. It may have just burnt the foliage from the algicide or the high levels of, you know, chlorine or whatever, you know, is in the pool water. So, you know, I assume you've completed the pool drainage. It's drained.
I'm draining it where there's no plants now.
Now, okay. Well, you know, if you've got places to run it to where it just doesn't run out into the street, and you know, and you can move it around. I usually just suggest people move it around, and on large trees and shrubs and very hardy things like mesquite and oleander. Heck, we had an old house one time that at one of the nurseries that somebody lived in, and they ran the washing machine water into the oleander hedge, and it doesn't bother it a bit, you know. So I just wouldn't worry too much about that, but I wouldn't run it into small ground covers or flower beds or vegetable gardens or things like that. As far as what to do now, I think Dan has maybe some products that would work. Things like gypsum probably wouldn't hurt. Get some gypsum on the ground as well. Try and leach. You know, if you're suspicious there's algicides or chemicals there, give it a good, long, deep, slow watering with some gypsum on there would help. And, you know, maybe Dan's got another solution for you there.
Well, along with that, you know, speaking from a chemist's point of view, any residual algicides or chemicals that you've used in the pool over a period of time, some of that probably remains in that water. So you're putting that out on the landscape. It's interesting how powerful bacteria can be in soils. You've got these various chemicals from that have accumulated in the pool. You put them on the landscape, and by feeding the bacteria like our fertilizers do, you can actually break down a lot of these toxic chemicals that are hurting your plants. This is something that actually is a big part of our business in a variety of chemical spills. We treat And we just rely on natural bacteria, but by stimulating them, they'll really go to work and can detoxify.
And you'd mentioned earlier, not only do you sell statewide, but nationally and internationally. I know your product sells very well in Prescott and Tucson. There's sprinkler world in Tucson, correct?
Correct. They've got seven locations, including the one down there in Tucson. But up there in northern Arizona, as well, there's Pro Water Irrigation, and then the new Landscape Connection in Prescott Valley, they carry it. But along with that, RRS Landscape Services, you can find them at rrslandscapeservices.com. Mr. Gary Huff over there, he carries our product. In fact, he provides a complete feeding service for all these types of trees, shrubs, plants, and so on. That's somebody up there, up in northern Arizona, that you could turn to for help.
Very good. Let's bring Renee into the conversation and see how we can help her this morning.
Good morning.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm calling for, I know he doesn't like to be called Mr. John J. Harper, but my coffee's not waking me up, but your comment about not verticutting definitely woke me up this morning. So I wanted to readdress that comment that you made about when we,
okay.
I mean, I'm totally in agreement with the timing. I don't understand why people aren't taught that the timing of the winter lawn has to do with the nighttime temperatures and germinating the seed But what really caught my...
Well, okay. So, but we got the...
I think she may have even had an issue with what I told people not to do is dethatch or verticut in the fall. I'm not telling them not to dethatch or verticut. You want to do that, though, when Bermuda grass is actively growing. And if you dethatch, it is also going to stimulate the Bermuda grass to regrow. It's going to try and regrow in the fall. So it's going to be competing with that ryegrass seed and you're putting ryegrass out there that's shading it. It's trying to regrow and it can't. And as it cools off, it can't recover. You need to dethatch or remove thatch when the Bermuda grasses can recover. So we want to do that when it's actively growing in late spring or early summer. Even also, you could do it all summer long if you wanted to. So you have to remove some of the grass covering and some of the thatch, I realize, by, you know, to get the ryegrass seed down to soil level. You know, we're already damaging the lawn to some degree by just scalping it. What we're saying is do not go in and do any more damage than you possibly have to get the ryegrass seed down to the soil level in the turf.
We hope that answers your question, and try adding a little chicory to that coffee might help you wake up a little better. Mr. Harper, Scottsdale Road, just south of Thomas the rest of the day?
Hayden Road. That other
Scottsdale
road. There's only three roads that run north and south through Scottsdale.
This is the far east
and
one.
And we're Hayden. In the middle one.
Oh, Pima.
Everybody forgets about Pima now that the 101's there. So anyway, Hayden Road, just south of Thomas. That's where I'll be at our Landscape Design Center and Nursery there in Scottsdale. And, of course, we got the Mesa sale with the big sale going on at the Mesa location.
Mr. Dan Lee, the website one more time?
Biofeedproducts.com.
Liquid product, application fertilizer, and the storage tank into the siphon irrigation.
The fertilizer injector.
Correct.
Weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.